This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. I think one of the things we're seeing, in spite of everything that's happening in the world today with the coronavirus and COVID-19, is that a lot of people are going out of their way to take care of their neighbor. And when I heard this story about Deanna and the Purple Rooster Cafe down in Plainfield, it was just such a great story. I asked her to come on the show. Good morning, Deanna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. So, Kennedy, the story is, I guess, with Deanna, obviously restaurants have just been decimated, right?
Yeah,
we're all having to stay home, and we're just not going out. We're not going to restaurants, and this is the lifeblood for her and her family. And so her employees, your employees were still coming into work even though you really couldn't afford to pay them. Is that true, Deanna?
Yes. Two young girls, brand new, and they offered to come in and still work.
And tell Kennedy what you were paying them with.
Toilet paper.
Get out.
It's as good as gold right now.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes, Deanna.
She's a family of five, and she said that she was down to their last box of Kleenex. So I paid her in toilet paper. Yeah. She was pretty excited.
It's brilliant.
I'd be pumped. Are you kidding? It's better than a bonus.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about the Purple Rooster Cafe is gluten-free vegan dishes.
Cool.
So in her kitchen, it's separated out. So there's one part of the kitchen that's just for the gluten and the vegan, which I understand people really appreciate. But what has it been like for you with all of your customers not coming in anymore? What are you doing that's different now?
Right now, I'm offering meals. Really, whatever they need, I'll do it. I had a woman call up. She needed a birthday cake. I stayed late yesterday and made a birthday cake.
Stop.
A lot of vegans come in, so if they need stuff to take home, I'm selling frozen pasta out of my freezer, vegan cheese, loaves of bread.
Wow.
Yeah, so if they order something and it's not on the menu, I kind of see what I can put together in my kitchen and just make them meals to take home. They'll send me messages up until 11 o'clock at night through Messenger. Can you make me donuts? Can you make me cinnamon rolls? So I'm just trying to make or do whatever I can just to keep my doors open.
Right.
Wow. If people want to, are in the area and they want to find you, where can they find you?
I am on Facebook, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, Purple Rooster Cafe in Plainville. And I understand, so the way it works, I guess, with her rent, Kennedy, is she pays on a weekly basis. What did one of your customers do for you, Deanna?
He gave me a $500 tip to pay my rent.
Stop.
No.
Your customers must love you.
Oh, I have chills.
Yeah, my customers are great. My customers have been, they become like family. A lot of my staff are customers, and that's how I get them as staff.
And so Dan was telling me, too, that, like, you didn't really come from the background of being a cook or a chef. You were working.
No.
You were working, like, at a repair shop as, like, a service writer or something, right?
Yes. I've been a single mom, and I was looking for a job that would work around my kid's schedule. So I took a job answering phones, and then I started teaching myself the basics of when people would come in to get their car fixed, moved up to a service writer, moved up to the manager, and then I had an injury, so I lost my job. The only thing I knew how to do was cook. I had a manager's degree, so I always wanted to open a restaurant, so my mom told me to put up or shut up. So I took my life savings and opened a restaurant.
Wow. Your story is incredible.
You're unbelievable.
I'm serious.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want you to call the Purple Rooster Cafe today. Yep. I want you to order. She'll do vegan. She'll do gluten-free. She was telling me even like in the restaurant when you get the plates, like the square plates are one, the circular plates are another, so you can be sure there's no cross-contamination, which I guess is going to be a problem in a restaurant if you're gluten-free or you're vegan-free. What's the most popular dish you serve?
Probably the most popular is Eggs Benedict.
Don't do it to me.
And how we heard about this place is my girlfriend Brittany eats there all the time and swears by it.
Oh, really?
So the food is delicious. You got the stamp of approval, I promise you.
All right. Well, Deanna, we appreciate you coming on. And listen, what you're doing for your employees is awesome. I love that you're not forgetting why you started the business. And it was because of trying to take care of your family and then trying to help take care of other families while keeping your doors open. Yeah. That's very commendable. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Deanna.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's do That's some good amazing. With her today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Plainville, Mass, the Purple Rooster Cafe.
Yeah, it's Purple Rooster Cafe on Facebook. She'll do vegan. She does gluten-free. Let's just let's love her up, right?
Yep.
Right? Order some food. Does she deliver to Charlestown?
Could we get
could somebody make
Quincy?
Can I go down and stay at Normandy Farms and then maybe just pop over there? Could I do that today? So anyway, Purple Rooster Cafe, make sure to check them out. And if you go to mix1041.com, we're doing a thing called the Takeout Shoutout. So you can submit your local restaurant or cafe or whatever place that you love, do it at mix1041.com. Tell us if they're doing takeout delivery, put their website on there, and then we'll feature them every once in a while on the radio. Again, that's mix1041.com, the Takeout Shoutout.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.